Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Relatives found the body on Saturday of a 6-year-old Palestinian girl who had begged Gaza rescuers to send help after she was trapped by Israeli military fire. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
This was the moment 6-year-old Hind Rajab begged for rescue. She was trapped by Israeli fire. On Saturday, relatives found her body along with 5 of her family members, days after her call for help. They were still in a car in Gaza's Tel al-Hawa suburb. That's according to the official Palestinian Wafaa news agency. The bodies of 2 ambulance workers who had gone to save Hind were also found. The agency accused Israel of deliberately targeting the ambulance. The plight of Hind underlined the impossible conditions for civilians in the face of Israel's 4-month assault on Gaza.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. Over 2 dozen Palestinians have been killed in Rafah early Saturday, hours after Israel's prime minister said an Israeli invasion there is inevitable. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
In Rafah, the southernmost part of Gaza, residents search through the concrete remains of a destroyed building. They're searching for the remains of neighbors and loved ones. Resident Fadil Al-Ghanam says the apartment of his son, who lived above him, was on fire after the strikes. We searched for bodies. We were stunned that there were no complete bodies. We started to collect parts of flesh. The strikes in Rafah came hours after Israel's prime minister said he asked the military to plan for the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people from the southern Gaza city ahead of a ground invasion. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are packed into Rafah. Many are being uprooted repeatedly by Israeli evacuation orders that now cover 2/3 of Gaza's territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.